the final milestone that we come to in the Omer, which was, we're going to clarify, it's not really a milestone, it's actually an impasse that we reach. And the Omer is the last day of the Omer, Erev Shavuos, the 49th day. As we know, it's brought down the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh, name of the early Rebbes. It's also brought down in the books of the Balei HaMusar, that they see a remez to the days of the Omer in the famous Mishnah and Avos. The Mishnah and Avos says in the sixth parak that Torah is acquired with 48 attributes, 48 character traits. So you see in that a allusion to the days of the Omer, because the days of the Omer is when you prepare to receive Torah, and they say the first 48 days are parallel to the first 48 attributes, and the 49th, the extra days to review them on. Now it sounds like a cop-out, right? It sounds, shvacha remez. It's, comes out, it's off by a day, like, it sounds like a cop-out. No, one more day to review them all. But it can't be, it has to be a real remez, because like we say, it's already for, sperm from six, seven generations ago already talk about this remez, so there's got to be real substance to it, and we have to clarify why the 49th day is a review day. Truth is, on the 49th day is when the Jewish people said Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma, which is actually in Parshas Mishpatim. Right? They accepted the Torah, we will do it, we will hear, and that's what they said on Erev Shavuos, according to Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. And, of course, a lot of the drushes on Shavuos have to do with, Naaseh V'Nishma. The Gemara speaks about it a lot. And all the books on Shavuos, have long drushes on the, the concept of Naaseh before Nishma, which is very strange why we should talk about it on Shavuos, because Naaseh V'Nishma happened before Shavuos, happens on Erev Shavuos. Right? And a whole day later, God gave the Torah. Right, so you have to understand why we speak about Naaseh V'Nishma on Shavuos, and there are a lot of drushes on Naaseh V'Nishma in the whole sukkah of Matan Torah, and we have got it to some Shabbos, when it didn't. It happened during the final day of the Omer, it didn't happen on Shavuos. There must be a certain inherent connection between Naaseh V'Nishma and the next day. Right, even though they're on two separate days, one belongs to the Omer, and one is the day of Matan Torah per se, which is a whole day later. Right. But what we were beginning to ask is, they had said, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh. And everything Hashem said, we will do, that is the notion of the commitment they made in Parshas Yisrael. They had said that a day or two earlier, before Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. Why did they have to say again on Erev Shavuos, Naaseh V'Nishma, when they had already made a commitment, Kosher Diber Hashem Naaseh, earlier that same week. So why did they have to do that? Why was there another declaration of reacceptance of the Torah, when they had just said either a day or two earlier? So it was like this, and this we're making a full circle and going back to things that we said at the beginning of this series. Right, that we mentioned already, that even though the Torah says to count 50 days, we don't count 50, we only count 49. And we explained already, because the 50th day is not one more day that you count. Today is the 50th day. Because really we break through to the infinity of Torah, and Torah is above measure and above quantity. And we explained this already, and I have to refer our audience back to the first two installments of this series, where we discussed already that we have to, during the Omer period, we're going through units for the purpose of breaking through the whole concept of quantity to reach infinity. So when we come to the 50th day, right, it's not one more day, it's infinitely more. So we can't say it's the 50th, it's infinity. So, it reaches, through all time and space, right, as we explained already. Right, so there's a problem. As much progress as we made during the 49 days, still, even if you've gone many miles, light years, as much progress as we made, it's an infinite jump from any measure to infinity. It's an infinite jump from any measure to infinity. How do we make that final jump? You know, we're preparing for it, you know, and we're striving for it. How do we make the final jump? Because, like I said, from no matter how big any number is, from any quantity, no matter how big it is, to infinity is an infinite jump. Right? So how do we do it? How do we pull it off? Right? So we spoke already that the final week of the Sphira is Malchus, right? It's the attribute of accepting the yoke of God's majesty, right? And that's what we said, explains, it has to do with the desert. We have to consider ourselves desolate, like a desert, in order to receive upon ourselves the form that the Torah wants to give us. So we have to consider ourselves desolate, you know, just to be in a pure position to just receive, right? Not have any sense of self in the way. Right? To make ourselves desolate in the positive sense of being open, wide open to receive, you know, the form that the Torah wants to offer us. And indeed, the 49th day is the Midah of Malchus Sheba Malchus, right? It's Malchus, as it were, squared. You know, it's not one of the permutations of Malchus, you know, shared with the other Midas. It's Malchus per se, Malchus Sheba, pure acceptance of the yoke of heaven, right? Which already gives a hint to why on that day was apropos to make another acceptance of the Torah, is indeed the energy of the day, but to make it a little bit more tight and a little bit more clear. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Aleph, describes the model of reality that's, you know, charted out by the Zohar and the Mekubalim, that all the different levels of reality, from the highest of heavens to, you know, us down on earth, all the different levels are linked together, you know, like a chain, and that, of course, you know, enables us to climb to higher levels, because there are links between all the different levels of reality. And if you have Torah and mitzvahs and you have the will, so you're able to climb to high madrigas, because all the madrigas are linked with each other, right? And the nature of the link is that we know that there are 10 spheres. I'm not going to go into the details of all of them, but we know that the first of the 10 is called Keser, the crown, the will, because that's where everything starts from the initial will, that, you know, the initial will, which is the initial drive that becomes the plan, that becomes the action, that becomes the final result. And that's the whole hishtalshus, the whole chain reaction from Keser to Malchus, from the will, you know, the initiating will, down to the final result, you know, where the work is done. It's at the Malchus, that's the point that receives all the efforts, and that's where the work is done, like we've explained. So, says the Nefesh HaChaim, he explains, you know, his basis is the Zohar and the Mekubalim, and particularly the writings of the Ari. Right, that the Malchus, which is, you know, the bottom level where the work gets done, you know, the bottom of the totem pole of any level of reality, the Malchus, it's, you know, energies that emanate from the Malchus become the Keser, right, become the crown, become the point of initiation of the whole level beneath it. So the Sof Maisa, right, the end reaction, you know, the end result of one level of reality becomes the Reishis HaMachshava, you know, becomes the beginning of thought of the level of reality beneath it. The Sof Maisa becomes the Machshava Tchila of the level beneath it. Right? The end result of one level, you know, what, you know, the, there's a certain residual energy from the end result of that level that becomes the Keser, comes the initiating force of the level beneath it, right? And that's the secret of Keser Malchus, right? That the Keser of any level comes from the Malchus of the level above it. Right? So says Nefesh HaChaim in a side note in a Haggah, that this is, you know, not just some dry metaphysical fact, This is a real resource that we can draw on in ourselves. Because if from Malchus comes Keser, if from the attribute of the final accepting, right, comes a new Keser, comes a new will, so that's a reality we could tap into, you know, and use for ourselves. That a tree says a tremendous Eitzah for someone who feels that he's stuck, right, and he can't progress anymore, right? He's totally maxed out. He's done as much as he can do, and he's exhausted, and he has to find new strength, brand new strength, you know, to start a brand new level, because he's totally maxed out, you know, and he's reached an impasse in his Avodah. So a tremendous Eitz is to be Makabo Malchus Shemayim. Just accept upon yourself the yoke of Hashem's will. I am subjugating myself to Hashem's will. I accept upon myself God's will. And that acceptance will produce, will spawn a new Keser, a new drive. A new drive that you could start a whole new thing, a whole new Mahalach. And so that's how this reality plays out within the human being. That from the Malchus comes a Keser. From the acceptance of God's yoke comes a brand new will, a brand new, you know, powerful initiating force that could build a whole new framework. Right? From the Malchus comes a Keser. So from a person could tap into that reality, except when you've reached an impasse in your Aveda, just do a new acceptance of God's majesty. And from that acceptance and subjugation will bring new Keches, will bring the Keser, which is the foundation of a whole new framework. So that's what's going on, right, in the days of the Omer, that, you know, we're building up towards, you know, trying to break through. We're adding units to units for the purpose of breaking through units altogether. We're trying to tap into the bonding force between the units, which is the soul between units is infinity, like we explained in the first session of this series. So, you know, but when we come to the final day, it's time to make the breakthrough. Like we said, any jump from any quantity, no matter how big that quantity is an infinite jump. From any quantity to infinity is an infinite jump. How do we make that final jump? We're stuck. Because from any quantity to infinity is an infinite jump. So we reach the final days of the Omer, and as far as units, we've maxed out. There's no more units to add. The next step is to make that quantum leap to infinity. What's the Eitzah? The only Eitzah is Nasa v'Nishma. Right? They had to make a new commitment on that day. Because even though they reached level that they could make a commitment to uphold God's law earlier that week, right? But still, you know, now it's talking about, you know, we have to find new strength, right? Because we have to make not one more step forward, but a quantum leap forward, an infinite jump forward. To find that new story has to be that new acceptance of Na'aseh v'Nishma. And in that way, indeed, you know, Shavuos is in a certain way the 50th day, because it's in the tremendous power unleashed with the this new acceptance made just for acceptance sake, right? You know, to be law-abiding citizens, we reached that level earlier in the week, right? But now it's acceptance for acceptance sake. Malchus Sheba Malchus, acceptance for acceptance sake. Right, just acceptance for acceptance sake, not just to be obedient citizens. Right, at this point, if that acceptance brings down, you know, gives us the koiches to make a infinite leap forward. And in that way, for sure, what happens the next day is in the merit of what happened the day before, because of this new acceptance of the Torah made on Erev Shavuos, the Na'aseh v'Nishma, that's what gives us infinite power. Right. And so in that way, there still is a connection. That way, Shavuos is the 50th day. In this way, Shavuos, even though it's infinitely more, it's still connected to the days of the Omer in the schus of the new acceptance of Torah that happens on Erev Shavuos. And very much, Na'aseh v'Nishma has a lot to do with Shavuos, because if not for Na'aseh v'Nishma, we wouldn't have given ourselves the new energies to be able to, you know, handle a Shavuos, to handle a Matan Torah. We needed fresh energies, you know, fresh energies that come from the power of this new acceptance of Torah that was made just for acceptance sake, not just to be law-abiding citizens. To be law-abiding citizens, we reached that level earlier in the week. just acceptance for the sake of acceptance. And that gives new koichos. And those new koichos are able to handle Shavuos. Otherwise, Shavuos would have been a situation we couldn't be in sync with it. You know, wouldn't be able to handle. Right, so it very much Nas Nishma gives the power for us to cope with a Shavuos. And it's Nas Nishma keeps Shavuos in some way somewhat connected to the Days of Yomer, because the new powers that Nas Nishma brings down is what, you know, enables us to handle a Shavuos. It gives us these brand new energies to handle the infinite experience. Now, with this, we can understand that it's with the 48 days, we've gone through the different units. You know, we're done with, you know, adding another positive trait. Another, we're done with units after the 48th day. There's no more units to be added. The point of the 49th day is, you know, we've hit an impasse. We're at an impasse. The only way to get past units into infinity is by deepening the commitment. And that's why it's not a cop-out. It's really, really true that the first 48 days of the Omer is add unit to unit, add positive attribute to positive attribute. 49th day is a day of deepening your commitment. That's what it means. The point of the 49th day is just to review them all, reviewing them all for the sake of deepening commitment. It's in the deepening of the commitment that we find new strength to break through to infinity. That's why it's indeed that way. 48 days of adding units. 49th day is the day of Nasavish, day of reviewing, deepening commitment, and that's also alluded to in Parshas Bamidbar. It's all about review, which the concept of review is deepening commitment, that the count in Bamidbar Sinai was Bashon HaShesh, Bachor HaShesh, second month of the second year. It's all about second, review. The point of review is deepening what you have. You can't go any further. You're at an impasse, but the Eitzah to go further is deepen your commitment to what you do have. The deepening of the commitment spawns new power. That's what we have to do on the 49th day of Yom Kippur.